Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Bharani Nakshatra, Cognitive Subconscious Patterns. Some people move through life with an intensity that feels almost unshakable. They don't just experience, they absorb, endure, and transform. Bharani Nakshatra isn't about quick reactions. It's about depth, resilience, and the weight of experience. Their subconscious processing is wired for absorption and integration, meaning they don't just react to the world, they internalize it, process it, and emerge stronger. If we break it down through NLP cognitive styles, we can see exactly how they retain, filter, and engage with information in ways that set them apart. If their mind is visually dominant, they don't just see the world, they hold on to mental images, replaying them with emotional depth. They remember experiences not as fleeting snapshots, but as deeply ingrained imprints, rich with meaning and weight. If Venus is placed in Bharani in the fourth house, their memory of home, relationships, and early emotional experiences becomes imprinted in vivid detail, shaping their perceptions of beauty, love, and security. If Venus is placed in the 10th house, their visual processing becomes externally directed, meaning they cultivate an image of stability, power, and endurance, ensuring that they are seen as refined, respected, and accomplished in the world. If the Sun is in the first house in Bharani, their visual memory becomes deeply tied to self-identity and confidence. They process life through the images of who they are and who they aspire to be, meaning that public perception and personal legacy become powerful motivators. They envision themselves as strong, commanding, and unyielding, drawing power from mental images of their past successes or role models they admire. If the Sun shifts to the seventh house, however, their visual processing moves toward relationships and partnerships. They see themselves through the lens of others, crafting their self-image based on how they are perceived in social or romantic settings. If the Moon is placed in the third house in Bharani, their visual recall is deeply emotional, meaning they store memories and mental pictures that carry intense emotional weight. They see and feel every experience simultaneously, making them sensitive to visual cues, body language, and changes in their environment. If the Moon is in the ninth house, this expands into philosophical imagery, meaning they are drawn to symbols, spiritual visions, and grand ideas that define their worldview. Their dreams, aspirations, and internal visions hold deep emotional significance, and they process life through imagined narratives and symbolic meaning. Bharani isn't wired for surface-level engagement. They live through depth, process through endurance, and transform through experience. Their subconscious is built not for speed, but for intensity, ensuring that every lesson, every emotion, every hardship becomes a permanent part of their evolution. They don't just learn, they become the lessons they have lived. Bharani Nakshatra, motivation direction. Some people move through life driven by a deep, unshakable force, never acting on impulse, but with a sense of responsibility, endurance, and karmic purpose. Bharani Nakshatra isn't about chasing instant gratification. It's about long-term commitment, resilience, and transformation. Their motivation isn't fleeting. It builds over time, pushing them toward completion. Whether they are motivated internally, self-driven, or externally, reacting to outside forces, depends on planetary placements within Bharani, shaping how they engage with goals, challenges, and responsibilities. If Mars is in the first house in Bharani, motivation is purely internal. They act because they must, fueled by a personal sense of drive and self-determination. They don't wait for permission or validation, nor do they need external rewards to stay motivated. Challenges ignite their willpower, and they push forward because they refuse to quit, no matter how difficult the road gets. But if Mars is in the seventh house, motivation becomes externally reactive, meaning they thrive when challenged by others, proving themselves in competitive environments or through high-pressure relationships. They often need a rival, a goal to surpass, or external pressure to activate their full energy. If Rahu is in the 10th house in Bharani, motivation becomes externally ambition-driven. They seek status, power, and public recognition, often feeling restless until they attain a position of influence. They are obsessed with reaching the top, fueled by a desire to prove themselves on a large scale, often chasing unconventional success paths. If Rahu is in the 4th house, motivation shifts toward internal emotional fulfillment, meaning they seek security, transformation of their home life, and a sense of belonging that they never quite feel they have. Their drive comes from an underlying dissatisfaction, pushing them to constantly reshape their inner world. If Saturn is in the 6th house in Bharani, motivation is internally structured, meaning they are driven by discipline, routine, and the slow, steady mastery of a skill or responsibility. They don't need external rewards to keep going. They are built for endurance, seeing long-term progress as their ultimate motivation. If Saturn is in the 12th house, motivation becomes more detached and subconscious. They act not out of external ambition, but due to karmic duty, unseen obligations, or deep-rooted spiritual callings. Their motivation is less about visible success and more about fulfilling something on a soul level, even if they can't define it rationally. If the Sun is in the 3rd house in Bharani, motivation is externally activated, meaning they thrive in competitive, intellectually stimulating environments where they can prove themselves through communication, learning, and adaptability. They need to see measurable progress, external challenges, or social recognition to stay engaged. If the Sun is in the 9th house, motivation shifts toward internal expansion, driven by a thirst for wisdom, meaning, and long-term philosophical growth. They are less concerned with proving themselves in the present and more with creating a lasting legacy of truth, knowledge, and spiritual exploration. Bharani Nakshatra isn't motivated by shallow pursuits or fleeting desires. They need purpose, depth, and emotional connection to fully engage with their goals. Whether self-driven warriors, endurance strategists, ambitious achievers, or spiritual seekers, their motivation comes from a place of intensity, thus ensuring that once they commit, they will see things through to the end, no matter the cost. Bharani Nakshatra, attention direction. Some people move through life focused on the past, present, or future, shaping how they absorb information, make decisions, and engage with their surroundings. Bharani Nakshatra, with its depth, endurance, and transformative energy, is naturally drawn to experiences that leave a lasting imprint. But whether their attention is past-focused, present-immersed, or future-driven, depends on planetary placements within Bharani. If the Sun is in the 1st house in Bharani, attention is fully present-oriented. They focus on who they are in the moment, how they are perceived, and how they assert their identity. They are highly aware of their personal power, reputation, and immediate environment, making them confident, self-directed individuals who don't dwell on the past or worry too much about the future. If the Sun is in the 7th house, their attention shifts outward, becoming future-focused on relationships, partnerships, and social status. They are constantly evaluating how their connections will evolve, where their public image is heading, and how they can shape long-term success through social influence. If Rahu is in the 10th house in Bharani, attention is fixated on the future, often obsessing over status, career advancements, and achieving unconventional success. They are always looking ahead, planning their next move, and striving toward recognition, sometimes ignoring present details in their pursuit of long-term goals. If Rahu moves to the 4th house, attention turns toward past influences, deep emotional imprints, and the restructuring of their personal foundation. They may feel tied to unresolved ancestral patterns or childhood experiences, constantly reflecting on their roots, even as they push for personal transformation. If Mercury is in the 3rd house in Bharani, attention is rapidly shifting between past, present, and future, making them mentally agile, highly curious, and quick-thinking. They thrive on constant engagement, learning, and adaptation. But their short-term attention span means they rarely dwell on one thing for too long. If Mercury moves to the ninth house, attention expands toward long-term intellectual and philosophical pursuits, meaning they may lose focus on immediate concerns while contemplating broader life perspectives, higher wisdom, and the bigger picture of existence. If Jupiter is in the sixth house in Barani, attention becomes present-focused, emphasizing daily responsibilities, structured routines, and the steady pursuit of wisdom through experience. They are deeply engaged in personal growth, service, and refining their skills, focusing on how their actions shape their immediate environment. If Jupiter moves to the 12th house, attention becomes highly past-oriented, reflecting on spiritual evolution, karmic debts, and subconscious influences. They often feel drawn to mysticism, dream analysis, and understanding their deeper purpose through past life insights or hidden knowledge. Barani's attention is intense and unwavering. Whether anchored in the past, focused on the present, or chasing the future, they process life deeply and emotionally. Their challenge is learning when to shift their focus, ensuring they can navigate time fluidly rather than becoming trapped in cycles of nostalgia, immediacy, or distant aspirations.